Perhaps I can mention two things that stand out in the sightings of Bhante I've been able to gain. One is how the ordinary and extraordinary seem to exist, as it were, at the same time, even perhaps that one is in some sense a reflection of the other, or perhaps it is a case of as above, so below. Bhante and I, in our working together, do the ordinary things like testing the tape recorder and remarking on the weather. We've had many occasions to laugh together. Bhante has visited me for tea, and the usual courtesies and exchanges that make up the best of human relations are not absent. And yet there is something more that takes place on some other level, an unspoken reminder of greater possibilities, a challenge to give up the small workings of the mind for the greater one. The aspect of challenge is certainly included in Bhante's vision of friendship, and at the same time there is kindness beyond one's usual experience of it, a kindness quite free of sentimentality. And this reaching out to another human being to find the common ground from which transcendence is possible can also be discerned in the letters to Dinu. On the one hand, the letters cover the most ordinary topics, from gardening to books to travel. They refer to mutual friends, to illness, visits to the dentist, and so on. And at the same time, there's a deeper current that seems to be operating on some other level. One of the memorable remarks Bhante made when we were working together was that many people seem to regard his move to the West after 20 years in the East as a great watershed or change in the basic course of his life stream, whereas for him it was just a single stream of activity, even though located in different places. He carried on giving lectures, seeing people, and so on. And it is here one is called on, if one is to get Bhante into view at all, to see this single stream that runs through his entire life and activity. This was something else that I wanted at least to allude to in my introduction. So I hope I've been able to give you at least a glimpse of my experience as editor of Dear Dinu and what engaging with Bhante's letters in this way has meant. I hope many of you will find yourselves thumbing through the pages and each having his or her own further glimpse of Bhante through his letters to a friend.